Alibaba, big it all up now, Eastside London, Rory Lawless is Uncommon, www.arabhiphop.com.
Uncommon and Uncommon Clips are produced by Narelle, a digital agency built for challenger brands and talent. To learn more, head to narelle.com. That's NEURALLE.com.
Yeah, I would agree that you're definitely a crowd work guy. Like, that is 100% one of your strong suits.
Yeah.
One of some of the funniest bits is you getting up people in the crowd and just, like, just playing around with them, basically.
Yeah, and it's getting to the point now as well that people want that. Now, like,
they know, yeah, they know.
Because they've seen me do it on the TikToks and shit like that, that they're like, oh, like, every, like either
it can be dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so I'll have like two types of shows. So, like, during Perth, I was having two types of shows where it was like, some nights I'd sell out and the front row would be empty and there'd be people stood at the back because everyone refused. They were like, we don't want to get this involved in the show. While there'd be other nights where we'd open the door and people would be trying to get to the front row before anyone else.
Yeah.
And so it's very interesting to kind of have that. And like, I love like a rowdy crowd. Like I can, like I like my comedy started in like the mines and like at house parties. Like how I started doing gigs was at house parties. Like we just like, right. We like the guys would play music in the shed, you know, and there'd be like 30 or 40 people in the backyard. And then I'd be like, all right, cool. I'm going to tell some stories on the mic. And so I grew up doing comedy in sheds in backyards. It wasn't on stages.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Beach Street, shout out to Dills.
So this is before you got up to Geraldton.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it went from like, you know, young dudes and like young chicks and like musicians and like cool bohemian motherfuckers in backyards to 50-year-old FIFO workers just smoking meth in the middle of the desert. And you're like, dude, I can deal with people who don't want me to talk.
Yeah.
I can deal with people who don't want me in the room.
Yeah, this like, makes sense as to why.
Shut up, crowd fucking, come work. On, cunt. Let's go, bro. I'm comfy, dude. I'm comfy in this silence.
Crowd work would work well then because
yeah.
You've gotten used to it. It's kind of like when you – I noticed that when I was growing up, I was definitely way more introverted. And I need my time to recharge, right?
Yeah.
But
I've never had that. I refuse to go home.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah, like I refuse to go
like, home. I'm like, you know, 1 a.m. I'll go home, but you're like 5, 6 a.m. No, let's keep going.
I'm like just, I remember being like a like teenager, like 17, 18, 19, and my parents would be like, where have you been? And I'd be like, I'm just out. They're like, it's been 4 days. You just haven't been home for 4 days. I'm like, yeah, I'm just
what the
I'm
fuck?
Out. Just out. You're
meant to be setting the standard for your sisters.
Yeah, I just don't like being
alone.
Not alone. I enjoy.
It sounds like
no. It's not alone. It's like the ability to indulge in stuff. Like I could sit by a river by myself. I could sit on the beach by myself. But to just sit in a room still and watch TV.
Oh, you can't
shoot myself in the fucking head.
Really?
Yeah. No, unless I'm like really like not feeling like top shape because I've been out for too long and I'm like in a ball
recovering.
I'm like, oh, just someone put on Archer, like someone put on Brooklyn Nine-Nine so I can just feel something. But like, I don't like sitting still. It's never been a forte of mine.
Yeah. Right. Cause I wonder this aspect of you was encouraged by what you were doing. And for me, it makes sense. It was similar. Like hospitality, the only reason I became slightly extroverted was because of hospo.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
forced into scenarios where for so long you're made, like that embarrassment is gone. Like yeah. everything you've done as a stand-up, you can't be embarrassed by anything.
Oh, no. And plus there's just
anything
like,
you revel in the embarrassment.
There's a community in comedy that's different as well. Like the gratitude and like appreciation is it's uncomparable to anything else. You know, like there's just the generosity that comics have around you and the advice they give you and the minutes they give you, or, you know, just drinks or places to stay or opportunities to come to new countries. Like, there's, you only got to do one good gig or even one half decent gig, or even not, even just be in the room and just not an asshole. And people will be like, oh man, I've got this gig in Singapore, dude. I know this dude. Like, I'll put in a word for you. Like, we'll get you out there. And you're like, bro, we had like two beers and you're flying me to Singapore to do a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, they're like, yeah, dude. Yeah. I kind of like your vibe. You let's come hang out. And you're like, really? In a different time zone. You're like, yeah, no problems. Fuck yeah, let's go. Let's
so
go
you right had now. That recently. You had some private gig out in like the Adelaide Hills.
Oh yeah.
Or something.
Oh, and it was cooked.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so cooked. Like, oh, it was amazing. So like, we do a regular show. It's like whatever show at like the Belgian Beer Cafe in Adelaide. It's like Best of British show, like a pub crawl or a late show, whatever the fuck it is. And at the end of it, some lady comes over and she's like, oh hey, we're doing like a private gig for like someone's birthday, like. Can we get your info so we can hit you up? I was like, yeah, no problems. I'll give you my manager's details so you can message her. And I don't have a manager. I message back people and say that my name's Ashley Ma, and I say that I'm managing Rory Law because it sounds better when a girl's managing you. And I'm not paying anyone to do it because fuck that. I want my money. And I'm like, where is it? What time is it? And they're like, it's here at this time. And I'm like, that's an hour away. It's like Mosquito Hill is where it was. I was like, this doesn't even sound like a real place. But at the bottom of it, her sign off handle is like Luxury South Australia. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, like, what is it? And she's like, oh, we have like a farm, like a horse farm, like where we train horses. It'll be there. So I'm like, all right, either it's a farm or it's like an equestrian kind of, like, you know, people doing the dancing on horses.
It's going to be that, right?
And so I was like, all right, 20 minutes, like, fuck it, like 7:50. We'll call it 7:50 because, like, I don't want to go. And they got back and went, oh, that's great. Fuck yeah, we'd love to do it. I'm like, oh, now I should have said $2,000.
Yeah.
Like, your response was too happy. It was too quick. I was like, fuck. This is why I need an actual manager rather than making a person up. And so I was like, who else is on? Who else are you getting to come down? Because I'll organize travel for the both of us. Like, Simon Taylor. I'm like, cool. So I messaged Simon. I'm like, all right, man, how much you charge this gig? He's like, $2,500. I was like, fuck you, dude. I charged $750. I'm so mad. And so we get down there, right? And it's like dirt road. Like, we are deep in the Adelaide sticks. Dirt road, another dirt road, barely a dirt road. And I'm getting dropped off by, like, another comic called Ben Darso, and we're in a Prius. We are not in a dirt road car. Like, it's a bright lime green Prius. And I'm like, this is how I'm rolling into this fucking joint. And so we pull up, and it's, like, pretty... It's not, like... covered in gold, but there's money it's on nice. This farm.
Yeah.
So I can obviously see where it is. There's like a tent, there's like a marquee set up. We're not in the marquee. All the stuff's in the marquee. There's like slushy machines with vodka and shit in them. Like,
you're right.
They've gone out. There's 30 people here. It's not packed. Wow. There's 30 people here. Maybe seven of them are under 15. Right. There's one old bloke with like a definite like Filipino bride, like with like big titties in like lace. Like, we're on a farm and she's wearing like lace, like a pink lace lingerie top with her titties like busting out like a Kanye track. And like this dude who's with her is like bright red and old and like sunburned, like he's got cancer. And then like all of the kids are dressed like full on Eshays. They've got like Gucci bags. I'm like, dude, how are you an Eshay on a farm? Like, you can't be an Eshay on a farm. Like, and I'm like, I've been in the car for so long. I'm like, I need to go to the toilet. And the dude's like, oh yeah, we've got luxury portaloos. I'm like, oh, that's very funny. Nice joke. And I turn on the corner and it says luxury portaloo. And it's an actual luxury portaloo where it's got incense in it, a porcelain toilet, a mirror. Like there might as well have been a dude in there with fragrance spraying me. Like it was like on point. And so I'm like, I don't know what to do right now. So they're like, oh, come on, we'll show you where the gig is. I'm like, cool. So I walk over the other side. The gig is on a volleyball court. They have a sand-filled volleyball court that everyone's just sat in like wooden chairs on. And I'm like, cool. So Simon's on at the time and he's about to bring me on. And just before he brings me on, the generator dies. So there's no microphone now. And I'm like, I fucking love this. This is so good. There's so much to play with. This is rowdy as shit. This is my type of gig. Like, fuck yeah, we back in the shed, baby. We back in the backyard. That's what we're doing. And so get up, do 25 minutes, 30 minutes without a microphone. Like just yelling, just taking the piss, piss up the kids, like smoking weed, being a little eshays because they were kept going off and coming back. Wanted to say something about the mail order bride, but didn't. And I'm really glad I didn't because I may have ruined the gig. And, you know, just took the piss out of everyone and, you know, wished the guy a happy birthday. And at the end of the gig, I was like, I go with the guy, I was like, oh, hey, man, thanks for having us. I had fun. He's like, we had a great time too, man. How much do we owe you? I was like, it was $750. And he goes, you fucking killed it. I was like, well, go on then, make it $1,000. And he fucking did.